First Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26, the 26th verse of the first chapter of First Corinthians. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Yeah. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Notice the great and wonderful demonstration of the difference. Verse 26. Not many wise men after the flesh. Not many mighty. Not many noble are called. But God has taken the foolish things. And the weak things. And the base things. And the despised things. And the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And he has been made unto us wisdom. Were we in ignorance? Yes. But he's our wisdom. Yeah. Were we unrighteous? Yes. But he is our righteousness.
Amen.
Were we mixed up in the world? Yes. But he is our separation, our sanctification. Were we going down to hell? Yes. But he redeemed us. Therefore, as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Yeah. And that's why we're here. We're here because we can glory in the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Some brother will lead us and say thank you to the Lord Jesus for giving his body to be broken for us. Yeah.